Back home, and the Fair Work Commission has upheld an unfair dismissal claim brought by a delivery rider against the failed company Fedora. The commission found Melbourne man Joshua Kluger was wrongly let go because he complained about pay rates. Experts say the case will have wider implications for the gig economy because the commission also ruled Joshua Kluger was a Fedora employee, not an independent contractor. Eliza Barilla reports.
28-year-old former Fedora driver Joshua Kluger has been overwhelmed by his win in the Fair Work Commission.
It's hard to think of words at the moment. I didn't think any of this would happen, but it's been amazing.
The commission has found that in March this year, he was unfairly sacked by Fedora after he complained on Channel 10's The Project about drivers' pay and conditions. When Joshua Kluger first started working for Fedora, which is now in administration, drivers were paid $14 an hour and $5 per delivery. Over time, the rates declined, and by February this year, there was no longer an hourly rate, and drivers were just getting a flat fee of $7 a delivery. Joshua Kluger again.
I didn't think I'd get dismissed for it, for speaking out back then.
The commission also ruled that despite signing a contract document titled Independent Contractor Agreement, Joshua Kluger was in fact a Fedora employee. Sarah Kane is an associate professor at the University of Technology Sydney's Business School and says the ruling has several ramifications for the gig economy.
The first one is that these cases are going to continue and that companies that attempt to hide what are employment relationships behind a veil of independent contracting can't be assured that they're not going to be challenged on that.
Would it be as simple as anyone who works for one of these gig economy companies would now be considered an employee? Or reading this judgment, is it a bit more of a specific case here?
It is a bit more of a specific case, and our framework really forces that. There's not sort of an overarching decision that now says everyone who works for this kind of organisation is an employee, but it is, more of a sign about what could come and the types of cases that will come.
Sarah Kane says the case highlights the need for new rules to keep up with the changing nature of work.
I think it's a general pressure that's now being brought to bear on policymakers that this is an area of the economy that we can't ignore, and that if it is going to be characterised by seemingly unfair behaviour by organisations, then there is going to be the need for regulators, policymakers to step in.
Associate Professor Sarah Kane from the University of Technology, ending Eliza Barilla's report. And the Fair Work Commission has ordered Fedora to pay Joshua Kluger more than $15,000 in compensation. In a statement, Fedora's administrators, Worrells, said, quote, "Riders that have now been classified as employees will have their claims against the company assessed."